This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Mel Soblum has been driving his daughter to work this week. He's had to because her bus stopped coming. The problem is that it wasn't until last week that he and several dozen other Sonoma County families learned that the special buses they rely on to take their disabled sons and daughters to their jobs, classes, and day programs would not be coming anymore.
We learned from our bus driver that there might be a problem in the middle of December. We weren't notified, or in fact, we never even got a letter from the North Bay Regional Center. Ours, for some reason, got lost, but there was a letter that was written on January 14th, I believe, but was not postmarked till January 22nd, which was about a week before there were no more buses.
Despite the short notice, this was a situation that had been brewing for months. The buses are funded by the North Bay Regional Center, a state-supported agency that provides services to children and adults with physical and developmental disabilities. For the past 7 years, the Regional Center has contracted with the nonprofit Pride Industries to provide the buses for about 200 people in Sonoma County. But Audrey Farrington, communications director for Pride, says that had become fiscally untenable.
We had been working since June of 2009 to try to renegotiate the contract, which had been running for some time at deficit. Pride Industries is a nonprofit organization, and we simply couldn't continue the contract when it was operating in deficit. Unfortunately, our negotiations were unsuccessful. We notified North Bay Regional Center that we would need to exit the contract, and we did that on December 17th.
That was barely 6 weeks before the contract expired on January 31st, which left little time to find alternatives, says Bob Hamilton, the Regional Center's executive director, especially given their own budgetary constraints.
We thought we'd have this wrapped up with permanent transportation by now, and it's been a little difficult. We're in the situation where the state's telling us we have to abide by our current rates and can't increase our costs.
Some hastily arranged transportation was found for about half the affected people, but Hamilton says it proved much harder to serve the most rural households and those who needed wheelchair-accessible buses. But Sebastopol parent Jerry Fabiano objects that this left some of the most vulnerable individuals, including his daughter, out in the cold.
We thought this was all very unfair, first of all, because it discriminates against just a certain part of the special needs population, and it also identifies the most needy as those who are going to lose out on services.
Of the 107 people with disabilities who were still without transportation as of Monday, 60 attend programs at Becoming Independent in Santa Rosa. Almost all have been able to get there with help from family members, says Executive Director Cammie Weaver, but it hasn't been easy.
The bulk of that work is being done by families because they wanted their loved one somewhere to go on Monday and they had work and they agreed to transport their person. But I think even after only one day, we're hearing from folks that said, wow, that wasn't exactly easy. That made my morning tough. Wow, my afternoon, I had to leave early from work. It's not the kind of thing that's sustainable, that's for sure.
Weaver says her organization is moving quickly to expand their transportation services to bridge the gap. And over at North Bay Regional Center, Bob Hamilton adds he hopes to have the missing services restored within the next couple of weeks. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.